Anyways, aside from the breakfast special Q&A, I did also want to cover and or talk about a few other Q&As from that section that I think might be somewhat helpful to some degree to people. Like the idea of getting some rest or sleep into your busy daily schedules. Because, I mean, after all, we all need some good rest and sleep sometimes, no matter who you are, right? Otherwise, that's right, otherwise, your body just won't function properly. That's right. I mean, even people who like to, stay out late into the evening and morning wee hours, or their schedules are as such that they just have to be night owls, even these people will tell you firsthand that they too have to find ways to, sneak in some good rest and sleep during the day, right? Otherwise, like I said, your body just won't function properly, right? I mean, I can give you all a quick example here. And I think this example can, relate more with those who have had, firsthand experience with it, okay? But like, for example, let's say you're a student who's used to, having, say, 6, 7, or 8 hours of sleep a day from, like, the evening to, say, the morning, for example. But let's say you have an important exam at 8 a.m. Friday morning, and so you decide to procrastinate with all your studying and preparation work, and you say, ooh, no worries, no problem. I'll just stay up all night Thursday and into Friday morning to do all the studying, and I'll be just fine when the exam comes along. And so you decide to stay up all night, all night, that is, to study. Maybe you doze off and drool a bit here and there, hitting your dumb head on the bedpost from time to time. Got your hair all over the place because you've been scratching that shit and playing with that shit all night, trying to figure out some dumb shit. But in any case, you stay up all night, right? And then comes 8 a.m. in the morning, and holy shit. Not only do you arrive late for the exam, but you probably smell like shit from all the drooling you did all night. In addition, you probably forgot your dumb pencil and eraser and shit, right? Not to mention your dumb brain, because, that's what a lack of sleep and rest will do to you. Didn't brush your teeth, didn't shower, didn't have any breakfast, didn't do shit. Just slapped on a hoodie and some sweatpants and just rushed out the door thinking of the thousands and thousands of excuses as to why you're late on your way there, but nothing is registering because you can't remember shit because that's what a lack of sleep will do to you sometimes. Oh yeah. And so you arrive late to the exam, right? Swaggering your way into class, looking around to see what all the other dumb geniuses in there might think of your dumb wardrobe. But no one really gives a shit, right? Because, they're all busy trying to figure out all this other dumb shit, right? And so you swagger around the class looking for a seat, but even that's a bit tough because, your dumb mind is all over the place, right? And so finally, the instructor approaches your dumb ass, glaring your ass down, itching to slap the genius out of you, but you got your head down when you should be having that shit up, and so the instructor decides to exercise some patience with your dumb ass instead, and finds a seat for you and sits your dumb ass down while he or she tiptoes away to get your test material along with the pencil and eraser that your dumb ass forgot, but by the time he or she returns with all that, your dumbass is TKO'd already on the desk, a game over. That's right, because that's what a lack of sleep will do to you sometimes. Oh yeah, make you feel like a dumb walking zombie and shit. That's right, you dumb geniuses that are laughing right now who have done that, you know exactly what yours truly means, right? Oh yeah. And so, case in point, that's why rest and sleep is, in yours truly's opinion, a very important factor to one's health. So just thought I'd, at least share that with you all. Once again, as a reminder, not here to give advice in any way, shape, or form, but just an opinion, even though I know that, the opinion is probably very factual in nature, generally speaking. Anyways, let's go ahead and break for a second once again, and we'll try to wrap things up soon, okay?